Watching the Guelph Dad Podcast. You're listening to the Guelph Dad Podcast. And this is the first one, the first official podcast. I'm Jason Hunt. That's Matthew Webster. And we're going to be with you here for the next, I don't even know how long. It's not going to be that long. You might as well just stick around for the whole live. We're going to talk about upcoming events. We're going to talk about a ton of exciting stuff down the pipe. And we're going to be giving away $100 gift card to the Office Golf in Guelph. And this episode is brought to you by the Office Guelph, the Office Golf in Guelph. Matthew, what's up?
What's going on, Jay?
Not much, man. Not much. Did you like that impromptu music I just kind of threw in there?
It got me pumped up. I'm ready to go.
Got me going too. Got me going. That
song plus the brand new Dad Podcast logo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, for real. Yet that I don't know what you're. What do you got going on tonight? I got a little Glenlivet. It's a little tiny bottle there, Glenlivet.
Ryan Ginger.
Nice, yeah. Awesome. Bonus points for anybody in the chat right now that can name the bar I'm at right now in my virtual background. Matt, before the show, Matthew could not guess it. What was your guess, Matt?
I think I guessed Fat Duck, but then yeah.
You're off.
I thought it was the corner bar right there when you walk into the Fat Duck, but I was wrong.
No, this is a bar that I've only been at this bar a couple times, and one of them, I'm giving some hints, was during the 12 Bars of Christmas, probably a couple years ago. This was one of the stops, and we were playing darts at this bar, and the bar no longer exists. Unfortunately, it's permanently closed. Somebody said Shakey's in the chat. It's not Shakey's.
Not Shakey's.
Yeah. So we're just going to let the Albion. It's Shakey's that is over. Not the Albion. Has the lighting ever been that good at the Albion? Like, let's be honest. Come on. Come on. Maybe somebody might recognize the.
I think the Albion's not technically permanently closed. I think it's like slated to open again, but
it looks closed though.
Looks very closed. Sure it's closed right now.
Yeah. Cool. I thought they're going to open it up as like a haunted house during like Halloween season. That would have been pretty cool. Ah, boom. Penny whistle it is. There you go. Awesome.
I can't see the, there we go. Now I can see it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Cool. Okay, guys. Well, let's get into it. We got a lot to talk about. We got Mac backstage, the owner of the Office Golf in Guelph. We're going to get to that giveaway shortly, so don't go anywhere. But what do you want to start us off with, Matt?
Yeah, let's first talk about some things we posted out on the group lately from the admin team. So just a little bit of a refresher. We've had so many new members over the last few months. There's really not too many rules about being in the Guelph Dads group. I count four rules. So the first one's you got to be a dad. Second one, you've got to live in Guelph-ish. And the third one is no drama. So you'll notice if you've got a post and there's a whole bunch of comments, people start going at each other, boom, it disappears. Because that's one of the rules, no drama, really simple. There's no judgment. Nobody's taken a side. We're just, shut that down right
away. Yeah, we're not dictators here by any means. We're not trying to do that. But we also, I'm sure a lot of you guys appreciate the lack of drama in this group compared to a lot of other Facebook groups out there. And we want to keep it that way. We think that's one of the competitive advantages that our group has compared to others.
And you know what? It's what people tell me that they like the best about the group. That's, hey, you know what? You can go all kinds of different places on the internet and fight with people, but that doesn't really happen very often on our group. So that's a testament to you guys, the members of the group. But also, that rule plays a part as well. Last rule is one we just talked about, which is no ad posts on the sorry, I'm choking on my own drink. No ad posts on the discussion board. So it's not really true that it's not that there's no ad post. It's just that they have to go to a particular spot because when we're trying to make sure that it's a good place for people to go and get good advice and help and connect with other dads, they don't want to see 15 businesses telling you what they do. And so what we've done now is we do have a spot for you to put a free ad. You can once a week, we're going to pin a post on Monday called the Market Yourself Monday post. Advertise your business every single week, every Monday on that post, go for it. We actually got a lot of engagement on that post this week. It was pretty popular. So it's nicer too, because when you're trying to find a specific business or somebody you just talked about, You just have to search that one post, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for.
Yeah,
one rather thing than repost it a million times. I remember there used to be somebody that was doing this in the group. Like, how many times has Brandon Sweet been asked about on the group? I mean, obviously he's a man in demand, but
I think the thing that to keep in mind there, when as we're having that Market Yourself Monday post, like, you don't just have to keep plugging your business every week. You can look at that as an opportunity to plug a different service each week, do a certain offer that you have in a given week or a product you want to sell. It doesn't always need to be just, hey, go check out my website, because that can get, pretty redundant pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But either way, that's your spot to market for free every week. One thing that I will say, posts like this one, I'm not sure what engagement we're getting right now on it. There's quite a few people commenting on the post. On the side here. So I'm sure that this is an engaging post. We've got Mac from the office, and he's going to be giving something away. He's, put a little bit of cash into it and given something away to the dads. And I'm guaranteed that a post like this, it's not that much, money to do a giveaway. We don't have a minimum requirement for what you're giving away. But if you want to advertise and get on the podcast, that's a great way to support the group and get your name out there and really stick in somebody's mind.
100%, way more effective. And also, you'll notice historically, when I'm kind of a data geek, so I'll look at the stats just to see the amount of people that each post reaches. And traditionally, every single giveaway post is usually crushing it in terms of the amount of people being reached. Guaranteed, if you're doing a simple promotional post, you're probably going to reach 5 to 10% of the group, maybe 5 to 10% of the group with a promotional post. With a giveaway, though, when you're encouraging engagement, Facebook loves that. They're going to show it to a heck of a lot more people.
Yeah, I actually on March 1st, I ran, so we can run stats on the group, and they do a ranking of the top posts. So for the last 28 days. So March 1st, that's the whole month of February. The top ranking post that was like an ad post, for the month of February was 72 out of 97, 97 total posts in February, 72 ranked engagement was the ad post. So, use the tools that we are offering you to promote your business. And that's going to get you a lot more eyeballs on your business, which we want people to see you, and we also want the group to be an engaging place. So I'll let Jay talk a little more about that.
Yeah, speaking of eyeballs, and I'm going to throw a couple questions at you, Matt, and get your what your thought is on this. What do you think is the most popular day of the week over the last month on the Guelph Dads Facebook group?
I don't know, Monday.
Thursday and Friday, 219 on average engagements. That's likes, clicks, shares, all that type of stuff on Thursday and Friday, which is awesome. And it was way above the rest of the days. What do you think is the most popular time throughout the week?
Lunchtime.
Friday night, 7 p.m. Friday night, 7 p.m. was the most popular time where people are sifting through Guelph Dads and engaging on content. So there you go. If you want to make a post that makes a splash, now you know the times to do it.
So that's why nobody's looking at my posts then, because I'm posting them on Monday at lunchtime.
Yeah. No one cares. No one cares. That's it. Okay, cool. So wait, let's kick it to some sexy stuff now. What do we got? What do we got?
Yeah. So we got, you'll see Jay's got a hat on. I dropped off. I guess Tim's not joining us today. I thought he was going to as well. So I dropped a hat off for him today as well to showcase the new merch. So we got Guelph Dad's headgear now. So these just came in hot off the press, and we'll be selling these for $20 a piece. We've got 44 of them left at this point. I'll do a post tomorrow, just introducing them, and it'll be first come first serve for the hats. Buy as many as you want. There's no limit. Buy one for your dad. Buy one for your neighbor who's a dad. Just get the Guelph Dad's name out there. There's no some of the guys were complaining about, not complaining, but, preferring some merch that doesn't have a sponsor on it. So you'll notice these are just straight up Guelph Dads lids. So,
I think the key here is obviously we want to get the name out there. Like, this simple advertising, putting Guelph Dads on a hat, people are going to inquire, like, what is Guelph Dads? If you're a dad in Guelph, why would you not want to join this group, right? So I'm pretty sure once we get the name out there, it's going to spread like wildfire. And the more people that are a part of this group, the better the group's going to be.
Yeah.
Right. Better exposure for you if you're a business, you know, more results and more answers for an inquiry, or if your dishwasher broke or something. So the more dads, the better.
Yeah, you got it. We do have some hoodies left too. We've got 6 hoodies left available to purchase right now. Black, which is Right Wealth sponsored. They're pretty, they're kind of like this one, but it's, you know, black instead of blue. And we've got a medium and an XL left. So if you want one of those, $60 each, e-transfer to admin@guelphdads.com. We've got 4 XL white hoodies left from Mr. Johnny Bertrand. So Bertrand and Partners, his real estate team, sponsored the white ones. Between those two guys, they've generated over, I think it's over $600 of donations to the group, which is all stuff that we're going to reinvest back into the group. We'll talk a little bit more like that about that stuff in a minute, but grab your hoodie. They're super comfortable. I wear mine like way more often than I should. I think my neighbors think it's the only shirt I have. So
you got to like the dark color though, because when you got kids, I got a white hoodie and it's the worst with the kids, you know, when you get home from work and they just want to stick their nose in your shoulder and just give you one of these with the chocolate covered face. It's the worst, right?
So except John Bertrand's white hoodies. They're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Let's kick it to the events that are coming up and talk about some of the events that recently happened. Thanks to everybody that were involved in the NFL Super Bowl squares. That was super fun. Congrats to the winners on that. Now some of the events coming up, there's a few good ones. We're looking at doing a March Madness pool. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be exciting. And then we got, let's talk a little bit about what we have here, Matthew, coming up there. Specifically, we got pickup hockey.
So pickup hockey, I think we don't have a set date for that. We've got, we're in touch with the bookers at the arena. But that's something that quite a few dads have expressed interest in doing, just, you know, friendly hockey game. It's coming out at some point, but once we have a date, we'll post it on the page. One thing I don't want to gloss over, we asked this question at our little coffee get together at Riverside Park. We had about 20 dads come through that event too. So that's the kind of thing that we'd like to be doing way more frequently now that the weather's getting nice and the restrictions are coming off of us as far as COVID goes, and we can all get together and do that. I see a comment right there. Would love to play pickup hockey. Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah,
get this off. I'm in.
That's it. Yeah, once you can start using your right hand more often, you're going to be a happier guy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So a shout out to 519 Coffee as well, who provided the coffee on that day. Which was awesome. You know, a good handful of dads out there meeting and greeting. It didn't look too creepy hanging out in the side of Riverside Park there with a bunch of dudes and dads drinking coffees, but I thought it was okay. We're gonna have to get some banners or something put up there for next time so people know what they're looking at, right?
There was quite a few dads there that were like, you could tell they wanted to be involved. They were there with their families and they're like, man, I really wish I was sitting drinking coffee with those guys rather than over here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, so we got, so we also have Chad's band. If you're in the music this Saturday night down at Jimmy Jazz, go and check out the General's Tavern, 90s cover rock band. I've seen him play many, 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 many times. He crushes it. You'll have a blast. He'll be doing like a 2-hour set of 90s covers. So check it out, Jimmy Jazz, Saturday night at, I believe it's 8 or 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
I think it was 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Cool.
Yeah, speaking of 90s, that's like right up the Guelph Dad's alley. When I was diving into the engagement and the numbers in the group, I noticed that our demographic is like 35 to 44 is like 50% of our. So that's right in that 90s rock exactly. Demographic.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a blast. It's going to be awesome. We'll see you there on Saturday night. I'll be there. Matt will be there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to talk about what's coming up soon for Guelph Dads. This one's actually booked. This isn't the maybe. This is for sure. Yeah. It's on March 25th from noon to 2 p.m. Open house Guelph Dads at the Office Golf in Guelph. So we're only limited though, capacity of 50. So the people who submitted into this group are definitely going to be invited to go there. And then it's first come, first serve. So show up. We're not going to have a bouncer at the door or anything like that, but it is capacity of 50. So if you want to come, show up early and hang out for a drink or two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a golfer to come and hang out with a bunch of dads and watch other people hit terrible shots in a golf simulator. So hopefully as many people as possible can come out.
Definitely. Did I miss anything there, Matt? Did we cover it all?
There's no cost. So we've got it'll be just drop in between 12 and 2. The only thing that'll cost you is if you order food or drinks while you're there. We picked Friday afternoon. We were hoping, it's a couple weeks out. Maybe we can plan for a little bit of a quiet afternoon at the office and slip over to the other office for a couple of drinks and some fellowship with the rest of the dads.
Definitely, 100%. I think that covers everything. Am I missing anything, Matt, or are we good?
I think so. I think we should bring Mac on and do what everyone's waiting for, which is draw the for the prize.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's bring him to the stage. Let's bring up Mackenzie.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yes. Hey, Mackenzie. I just saw a note in the chat that we forgot to mention is that the office has their own beer, which I'll let Mackenzie talk about, but we've got a little plug on the side of the can. So we've got a little QR code that takes you right to the Guelph Dads Facebook page. And so anyone drinking at the office, hopefully that's a dad, can join the group.
Yeah. First off, guys, I want one of those hats.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bring one for you.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks for having the podcast or the podcast, guys. I really love what you guys are doing. I mean, it's nice to bring all the dads together in Guelph and strength in numbers, honestly. And it's a great little organization. I look forward to working with you guys in the future. I know we're talking about, I'm planning a golf tournament in Vic East this summer as well that we're going to include you guys in. We'll be running, we're going to do the lunch at the turn and the full dinner and have a live band playing there and everything.
Cool.
And yes, you mentioned the beer. That should be in soon, actually. I think next week we should have the labels made, and then I'll be ordering in the beer cans and that. The nice. Office beer, which is great.
So Mac, tell us about your shop you've got down there. When did you open? How did it come about? Just give us a little backstory.
Well, I'll start. Me and my business partner, Dustin, he owns DB Fitness in Guelph. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. We used to play in a golf league, an indoor golf league, at Golf Play in Kitchener. And for 2 or 3 years, we kept talking about it. He said he had extra space in the back of his gym, and he said we should put in simulators. I was like, oh, I got some money. We got to do it. And we kept talking about it. And then COVID shut down the gym for a while there, and it was just a perfect timing. And we just ended up doing it one day, and turned out really good. We got almost 70 people playing our leagues. We got a women's league playing Wednesday nights. We also partnered up with another guy named Jake French. He owns Breaking Even Golf. He does a lot of club sales. And through him, we're doing club fittings and lessons. And yeah, like I said, it's going great. It's awesome. And we just got a liquor license as well. So
amazing.
Are you much of a golfer yourself, Mac?
Yeah, I grew up golfing. I wouldn't say I'm that great, but I have a lot of passion for it for sure. And you'd think I'd be getting better at the simulators, but
that smells of a sandbagger right there. He's gonna, yeah. gonna drop like a 70 on me when I'm playing against him.
What do you golf?
Oh, if I'm under 100, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah. We need to spend more time at the office, I think.
That's right. I'll have to get you guys in there hitting some balls. That's right. For sure.
I need a lesson. Yeah.
Dad's for the event on the 25th. I think I'm just gonna set up a close to the pin contest, a long drive contest, get you guys in there swinging, smashing balls.
Yeah.
You just have some beers and stuff like that and chat. I think it'd be a good time. We'll just do like an open house, easy going style.
That's amazing. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's on my calendar for sure.
With the restrictions being lifted and stuff as well, that's got to be really good for the business, right?
Yeah, for sure. Our capacity is 50. We do only have two simulators in there as well, but yeah, it does help out. It's nice to get people out there and stuff like that, right?
For sure.
So what do you have any big plans coming up in terms of events that are happening on the horizon within the next few months leading into the summer?
Actually, yes. So I don't know if so. We're partnered with the University of Guelph for their off-season training facility for their golf team, and the head coach Tim O'Connor. He's a public speaker, and he's actually in a band. He'll be playing at the golf tournament. They're more of a ska band. They do like the Ramones and stuff like that. They're pretty cool. So he wants to hold, it's a workshop. So it's kind of a social event where you come in. I'm going to set up like 30, 40 chairs at the office, and he's just going to talk all things golf, basically.
Awesome.
And, so we're planning that like sometime in, I think, probably May or something like that. But I'll let you guys know about that as well. And then we'll have a cocktail after. And then, like I said, in we'll be running that golf tournament as well. Which will be doing a fundraiser for you guys and a fundraiser for the Guelph golf team.
That's amazing. What's the date for the it's Vic East, right?
Vic East, yeah. August is set right now.
August?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, first weekend of August.
So tell us a bit, Mac, about the co-branded beer. I think that's a pretty cool initiative. How did you go about starting that co-branded beer?
We went through Rail City Brewery, and one of the guys that works for them calls at the office, and he just offered to do it with us. And then I just thought we'd get you guys on there as well, get you guys in the can and stuff like that, just get your name out there a little more. And it's just good advertising, and it's a good beer. It's a nice light beer, 4.5%, easy drinking blonde.
Nice. Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, looking forward to that. So make sure, guys, everybody, if you're around on Friday, March 25th, the office, 12 to 2 p.m., you can catch Mac, Matt, and myself. We'll be there along with 47 other of you guys.
Is there a dress code? Can I wear my Guelph Dad's hoodie?
wear the Guelph. Yeah, you're fine. Okay. No, there's no dress code.
Yeah, I don't have to tuck in or anything like that.
No.
Awesome. Okay, let's do the giveaway now, guys. Maybe Mac, you can tell us exactly what the winner will be receiving.
Oh, so we have a $100 gift card, which will give you 2 hours at the office, a couple office coffee mugs, two golf towels. What else did I throw on there? Just a couple pens, lanyards. It's just all office golf swag, basically.
Awesome.
With a $100 gift card.
$100 gift card gets you like 2 hours, right?
2 hours at the office, yeah. Where two people can play 18. You can get four guys in there to play nine if you want to do that too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Let's do it. Here we go, guys. Winner of the $100 gift card to the office golf in Guelph is Rye Bren. Congratulations.
Hey.
Rye Bren, you are the winner of the $100 gift card. We'll tag you in the comments. We'll give you all the information you need in getting your gift card. Hopefully, you'll be able to show up there on the 25th between 12 and 2 to redeem your prize. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for submitting. And awesome. That's exciting stuff. I'm excited to go check out the office.
Yeah, it'll be a fun day.
Me too.
Awesome. Well, Mac, thanks a lot. You got places to go, people to see. You're heading off to Myrtle Beach. So we'll let you get packing.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. And like I said, I look forward to the 25th. It'll be a great day, guys. Hope to see a lot of you there.
Awesome. Thanks, Mac. Awesome.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
we'll catch you all next month. We'll see you soon.
Cheers.